Nate.
What's up?
What's the best job in the apocalypse?
Man who plays guitar on top of semi-truck. Yes.
Flame-throwing guitar on top of guitar.
Not need to remind each and every citizen of Rapture that free enterprise is the foundation upon which our society has been established.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's always done for death, pain, and misery.
Our men are running from the battlefield. A shame for this place!
Up, but it doesn't matter because the music's in his soul.
It's true. It's true. And his soul is unchained.
Exactly.
Truck Chains. Y'all, you coined his name as Truck Chains, if I remember right.
Yep, that's right. Truck Chains.
Truck Chains. You see, here's his new album. It's time for the Minute of Struck podcast. And I don't think we have any news set for this one or anything. This is kind of a movie edition. We'll talk a little bit about video games and whatnot. But this is a movie edition episode because we just saw Mad Max on Fury Road, right? Is that what we
Fury
did
Road.
Today?
Just Fury Road?
Okay, yeah. I thought it was on Fury Road. All right. Yeah, Mad Max, Fury Road, we just saw it, starring Tom Hardy and Charlize Theron.
Barely starring anyone.
Barely staring anyone in this movie.
The camera is on human beings a good portion of the time. They're just kind of not really fucking doing anything.
Except being awesome. Oh, man. Mad Max. It's an old 80s series.
Hey, you know what movie was fucking great?
Yeah, what's that?
Thunderdome.
Thunderdome was not good.
Jesus.
That's like the worst one. Why do you like the worst?
Two men enter, one man leaves.
To be fair, it is justice.
It is justice. It is absolutely justice.
No, I completely forgot. Yesterday, a friend came over, and I told her I was going to see the new Mad Max, and she was like, well, we need to watch the original one.
Right.
So we put it on. I completely forgot, because it's been years since I watched it, the original Mad Max. It's like him versus a motorcycle gang in the apocalypse that hasn't even happened yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's gonna happen.
Yeah, it's gonna, but gangs are the sign that the world is ending.
Right.
But we couldn't even make it through that one, and then, so we just turned it off, but we watched the second one.
Yeah, Road Warrior.
Road Warrior, finally, and I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I think when I was a kid, the first time I saw it, I wasn't really a kid, I guess, but I would probably miss the first one. So.
Right, right.
But yeah, rightfully so.
Yeah, Road Warrior is the one that people kind of remember with actual, love. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, that dumb movie.
I think you're wrong, because Thunderdome...
Tina Turner has no place in the apocalypse.
Okay, we need to get beyond Thunderdome here, okay?
This podcast is over, right? I'm done.
But no,
I need to do some Foley work, so it sounds like I just slammed a door.
I can... Bye, Oz. I'll put it in later. That's it. I'm good at her.
Putting a random cat.
Right.
Sound.
Of course. Yeah. Why not? Let's put all that in. Anyway, we went and saw a movie. Trailers came up. That was fun. What trailers did we get this time?
We got Vinnie D. Helsing.
Yeah, we got Vinnie D.
Witch Hunter.
The Last Witch Hunter, yeah. It's Vin Diesel and had Michael Caine in it. Have to look beyond the physical.
Since I heard that, I was like, I just want you to get married, Mr. White. Have my babies.
Mr. White, have babies, Mr. White.
I fucking hate Michael Caine.
Oh,
that son
you.
Of a bitch.
You are such a prick.
How do you
that
hate
man,
him?
Fuck him.
Married is a gift. All right. Married is a gift.
You ever heard the interview where he does a Michael Caine impression? It's fabulous. He just I have my actual voice, and then there's,
It's fantastic.
It's like his character is he just delays the like increases the amount of time in between each word and syllable. And that's all he does. Like he acts himself and then he just does that.
You know what else he does?
What's that?
He sucks
shit. Shut up. He does not.
But that Vin Diesel.
He's nice.
That Vin Diesel.
Now Vinny D though, I'll go see whatever Vinny D is willing to hawk at me.
Question though.
He's pretty cool.
Is Vinny Diesel ever not capable? I mean, I like him as an actor, I really do, but can he not just act like the fucking tough guy in high school?
It's just
is that like all he's got?
That's all he's got. I mean, that's it. I mean, he's got a really
deep shown voice. Range before.
What range?
I mean,
the fucking breakdancing video he did when he was like 18.
He was that plant monster.
It's true.
The guy is like a grand wizard. I guess grand wizard is
capable. Yeah, that's
He's like a grand champion D&D player. So he's a nerd.
He is.
So
yeah.
Why does he act like he's like the fucking high school like quarterback or something? I don't understand that.
Because he pays a lot of money.
Oh, that makes sense.
I don't look at him and go, I feel like he's really the sensitive type.
I will give him credit for the Guardians role. He did have to say I am Groot in like 18 different languages. He actually did do the voice for all the languages. So there's a whole video of him.
18 minutes worth of work.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Each one of those I am Groot lines. What does you a Groot?
You know what I really liked was that he went to all the premieres on stilts because he's like, well, my character was tall. And that was his whole justification for showing up on stilts, was that, well, I don't know if you've heard of the character I play in this film, but he's really tall.
I don't think James Gunn's brother was on his knees the whole time when he was motion casting the raccoon.
Nice.
Oh, man. But yeah.
You know, A Man Apart is probably like his most range that I think I've ever seen him show.
Yeah, which one was
the babysitter one?
The pacifier.
In A Man Apart, that's the one where his wife gets killed and Timothy Oliphant's in it and it's amazing.
Oliphantastic's in that?
Yeah.
I need to go watch
and
the movie.
It's like pre-horse teeth Timothy Oliphant? He's a drug dealer?
Yeah, there's no bad Timothy Oliphant. Okay.
Well, I can't not look at his teeth.
He does have horsey teeth. Yeah, it's true.
Those veneers are a little bit big. He's got like Michelle Rodriguez veneers where it's like, whoa, easy Hillary Duff, what's going on here?
I'll go see that because Tim Oliphant's awesome.
Yeah, I'll totally let you borrow it on Duve Day.
I'll watch that one.
Duve Day?
That's a DVD. That's how he says DVD. You gotta,
yeah, you know what? If you're going to make a fucking acronym, I'm going to say it, all right?
It doesn't even say it right. Duve Day. Like, that would be what it would be.
No, it's Duve Day.
Duve Day.
Duve Day.
You know, D-U-V-D-A. Duve Day.
D-O-O-V-A.
What else is on this? The dumb Fantastic Four reboot.
Fuck that.
Yeah, that looked dumb.
You know what I will say? I like the people that they've picked, but I already saw this movie 14 years ago and hated it.
Yeah, right? I'm saying it's like the people they picked to play the roles, I think, for what they're presenting.
Like how young they are?
Looks fine. Yeah, the idea that they're
young.
Young,
don't you?
Scientist.
Weirdo.
That chick was kind of hot.
I'm fine with the casting. I just, you know, whatever. It doesn't... They're doing like
military. They
could have
got Michael Chiklis again, and that would have been all right.
That would have been okay. They got Michael Chiklis.
He's the one old guy, but he's like, I'm made out of stone, motherfucker. I'm made out of rocks. I'm a crooked cop. Get it?
How bad does it suck for the actor? Because the trailer, and I'm not spoiling anything here, the trailer, right. You know, there are five of them.
Yeah.
Four of them live.
Yeah.
And it's like, I was almost the Fantastic Fifth.
Yeah, right?
But, yeah. Like, it didn't happen.
But was he Doom? Like, I can't, like, because that's how it always is. Like, was that guy Doom? And I'm just like, he wasn't acting like Doom. I don't know. Doom looked really stupid in this. He looked like he was made of glass.
He looked like he was made out of bad CG.
Right, yeah, he's made out of bad CGI.
Not since the Silver Surfer have I seen worse CG.
God, that was a piece of shit.
Man, remember when, like, the bad guy in that Silver Surfer movie was a fucking cloud?
Yeah.
That was dumb.
That was real stupid, yeah.
It's like, oh shit, it's overcast!
It was flaming, though, at least.
Well, whatever.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that looked dumb. Nobody wanted to.
Jurassic World, Jurassic dumb. World,
I can't wait for that stupid movie.
I'll go watch it in the theater because I hate myself.
I can't wait to see it. The first trailer, I was not up on. I was very much like, yeah. Pick a tone, guys. Like, because like they're doing the majestic, da 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 da. And then they have, like, trained raptors and this hyper, you know, hyper-genetic T-Rex thing that's, like, super...
Yeah, but there are so many other super predators that they have never used.
True.
And you have to go with, oh, we made this one with science.
Well, yeah, because one of those other ones isn't going to talk to the dinosaurs and make them evil like him. I think that's what was happening. Did I get that right? Wasn't he, like, talking to the pterodactyls to go kill the humans? I think that's what was happening in that trailer. I think.
I don't know.
Like, it was like he was, like, communicating with them, and then, like, he showed the, like, roared at the pterodactyls, and the pterodactyls were like, kill the humans! And they started, like...
My thing is, you don't need this. All you have to say is that through their own consistent evolution, because of the way that we added improper DNA,
right.
That this started to happen.
Right. Yeah.
And you can take out the dumb made-up dinosaur, and you're good. It's like we're suffering the fate that we wrought ourselves,
right.
Because we didn't actually make dinosaurs.
Right.
That's the thing that I always wanted them to approach, is that these are not actual dinosaurs.
Yeah, because...
They're close.
Yeah, because, like... As more research came out from the first one and everything, you kind of realize, like, velociraptors are not that freaking big. They're, like, 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
They're not 8 feet. That's, like, a Deinonychus size. So it was kind of a cool idea that people were approaching. Like, what if they came out mutated? They're not
I don't see feathers on these, and that kind of bums me out. I like the fact that they added the feathers in the third one.
Is that the only reason you like the third one? Because that's the only reason I
can. You know what? Fuck you. How about that? That third movie? It's better than stupid daughter fucking gymnastic time.
It had a raptor whistle, dude. I'm not defending the gymnastic scene in 2. Don't get me wrong. That is a stupid scene.
And I love Jeff Goldblum, okay?
that's the thing. Isn't he supposed to be in the third one?
I don't think so.
No, he's not in the third one. It's the...
I thought he was like...
No, it's Grant. They got Grant.
Or not and you know what? I'm not thinking Jeff Goldblum. I'm thinking...
Oh.
Yeah.
Sam Neill.
Sam Neill. Sam Neill was in the third one, so...
Yeah.
And that was all they had, because they had...
You know...
Well, we blew our money on Sam Neill, so... We got Tay Leone.
We're in the worst place imaginable, and we're not even being paid.
Yeah.
Like, I like that movie. Fuck you.
They
brought What's Her Nuts back for a little bit, and she's still hot, dude.
Yeah, they.
What's her name?
What's Her Nuts?
Lady Fantastic.
Are you talking about Ellie?
What's Her Nuts?
Are you talking about Ellie from the first one? Yeah,
Elliot Sadler.
She was like there for like 2 seconds, wasn't she?
Yeah, but she looked good.
Yeah, I guess. The blonde chick that Grant was all.
In the first movie.
I know her name.
Yeah. Dr.
Sadler!
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm kind of down to go watch that movie and hate it. So.
Yeah, whatever. I'll go, but I'm already giving
Laura
that movie
Dern.
The...
Laura Dern.
Yeah,
Laura
she's Dern. A pretty lady.
Yes, okay. She is.
You know what? She should be in more stuff.
Yeah,
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that I think she should get more work.
Yeah, maybe she'll show up in this one.
Maybe the rub from this podcast will help her,
her career out a little bit. Those 30 listeners do anything for you?
Guillermo del Toro, way into this podcast.
Guillermo's like sitting there right now like, wow, I just got zinged. All right.
You know what?
Hey!
You know what? Guillermo del Toro is a good guy. So I'm going to just go ahead and say that right now.
So speaking of Guillermo del Toro, and this is probably going to go down another rabbit hole.
Sure, why not?
I'm thinking about it. So,
right.
Yeah. The leak this week.
Right.
Fallout 4.
Oh, okay. All right.
I haven't looked at it. I won't look at it. When they're ready to announce this game to me, I'll pay attention.
But the leak is that...
Why are you still...
Trailer,
I just said I didn't want... Oh.
The trailer is being produced by Guillermo del Toro's company.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So we're going to see some kind of... Creepy fetus baby? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah. But the thought...
What's going on, eyeball fingers?
Yeah, and there's absolutely nothing but, like, hype train, you know, bullshit speculation on this, but the thought is, okay, if Guillermo is involved with creature design...
Okay.
Why would they wouldn't do that with existing creatures that they have, like, out west or in D.C., so it's probably a different type of location.
Right, yeah.
And
you think he's just pulling the library hat over for Silent Hills and just,
maybe.
Like, I'll just take these and put them over here.
It's like, most of the monsters are sexy nurses.
It's a little odd, but, you know, we put it over here, so.
But, yeah, so that was exciting.
In the Silent Hill universe, that's, like, 30% of the enemies is, this one's kind of a sexier nurse.
But with an even more fucked up face.
Putting like weird sneer quotes on that. Hopefully people get that. Like, sexy.
Quote unquote.
Yeah.
What else was on those, on these dumb trailers? Was there...
Southpaw.
Southpaw with Jake Gyllenhaal. That did
that. You know what? The first time we saw that trailer, I was with you at Furious 7, and you were like, whatever.
No, I did not. I said it looked good.
I seem to remember you being like...
It was a shortened trailer that we saw when we went to see Furious. It wasn't full, but no, I went in to see that one because I like Jake Gyllenhaal.
He's gotten surprisingly good.
He's
kind of like that Leonardo DiCaprio thing where, like...
Right, like all of a sudden you realize...
He was getting a lot of work when he was young and, you know, like, handsome, and he's still, whatever, he's fine looking.
Yeah.
But, like, Leonardo DiCaprio somehow became a good actor, and you're like,
right.
Wow. Mark Wahlberg did the same thing, you're like, wow, that... When did the world fucking change?
Oh, Mark Wahlberg, Entourage, that was the other one. Yeah, Entourage movie.
I am so fucking excited about that.
Are you serious?
I am. I loved Entourage, so yeah, I'm really excited about it.
I'm glad Jeremy Piven has work again.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, man.
After his...
Mr. Selfridge wasn't bad. That was pretty good. He has no range, but yeah, it was...
What was the movie where he was selling cars? That was alright.
The Ringer? No, not The Ringer. What was that called?
The Goods? Buy
the
Hard,
goods
Sell Hard?
Something.
I think it was called The Goods.
Yeah,
the
Buy Hard, Sell Hard. Something.
Yeah, like, and where he's the used car dealer.
Yeah.
That movie was surprisingly okay.
Alright.
It had kind of just like Jack Black.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Black is like hard alcohol.
Right.
I only want a shot. I don't want a whole bottle.
Yeah, a whole bottle.
And it has the best Will Ferrell shot.
Yeah.
When he's the dude jumping on the airplane and there's sex toys in the bag.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty okay.
That was a really good joke.
Yeah.
And he's holding two rubber dicks as he's floating to Earth.
Exactly.
It's pretty good.
Just the fact that Haley Joel Osment is in there and throws a gun down on a table. Like, I don't know what... I will go to the sea, whatever the hell is going on. That could be 10 seconds of the movie. But I want to know what's happening and why Haley Joel Osment is pointing a gun at Ari Gold.
Anybody notice Matt Stafford, the quarterback of the Detroit Lions, looks exactly like Haley Joel Osment?
Yeah.
It's really uncomfortable for me.
And so does Mac from frickin' Always Sunny. Like,
there's definitely a look that...
They all look the same. It's creepy. And it's terrifying, actually. Except Haley Joel Osment, like his head grew,
but his face
did not. Thing. It's still like in the center of this larger
little
head.
Downsy.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Jesus
Christ!
Jesus! What I was trying to just—I was helping.
Is that even?
All right, you want to throw the word mongoloid into this too? Is that like...
All right, well, I recently used the word mongoloid and realized I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, I know.
I thought it just meant, like, you know, like, deformed. I didn't know. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on to this.
I feel everyone judging me right now.
So, Entourage. Yeah,
I'm excited about that.
I did laugh at a lot of parts in that trailer, honestly. I've never really watched the show, but Ronda Rousey stuff was pretty funny. So
Vinny Chase's wife from the last episode of Entourage. I guess I'm spoiling that, but if you haven't fucking watched Entourage, it's been about 9 years.
Yeah, it's like
a
9-year-old show.
Spoilers. Sorry to spoil things for you. Was that her at the beginning? I can't remember.
I've never watched.
It's going to be like a quick shot, and you don't really know. But,
no clue.
Whatever.
Yeah, no idea. I haven't watched Entourage, so don't.
I watched all of it for some reason. Like, after about the third season, I wasn't really sure if I was still enjoying it, but I continued to watch it.
In fact, I think the only thing I've seen of that show is the fake Aquaman trailer. That's the only thing I've seen from that show.
Where he's, like, running on the dock.
Yeah, yeah. It's got Ving Rhames in it.
Yeah.
And it's like,
Ving Rhames will do anything for a hot sandwich.
You know, fun fact. Fun fact: Eric was convinced that was a real movie that was being made when he saw that trailer on YouTube. He was convinced that was real. I was like, dude, that's from the show Entourage.
Yeah,
it's not real.
I'm not surprised that it was that easy to pull one over on Eric.
It's clearly a real trailer. Like, no, it's not a.
I'm not surprised that it was that easy to pull one over on Eric. So.
Oh boy, but yeah. Moving on to the post-apocalyptic action thrill ride that was Mad Max Fury Road.
Great.
I loved it.
Go see it. Take your kids.
Yeah, don't take your kids to see this movie.
Take your kids. There were kids in that theater.
There were kids in that theater.
What the fuck, man?
I don't know.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know. I would not take my kids to go see that movie. That was very disturbing. Hoss, what did you think of this movie? Dare I fucking ask?
I didn't like this movie.
Okay.
I think one of the most important things, if you take anything from me in this,
yeah,
is that is the biggest example I've ever seen of something that's barely a movie.
Well, it's all the Mad Max films are that.
You know what's not? Fucking Thunderdome.
Yeah, but they all follow the formula. It's always Mad Max is doing something, trying to survive. He falls into a situation that is inconsequential to him at first, like, you know, defending that big city in, or that bus city in Road Warrior or Thunderdome, like going into Thunderdome,
you know, the good one,
and Bata Town. That's like, that's inconsequential to his story. He gets roped into it and then has to save kids and has to save a society and has to save a girl and whatever.
Tina
and that's
Turner.
Yeah, Tina Turner. Yeah, it's like, but that's what always happens, and that's what happens in this movie. It's a situation inconsequential to him.
It is
that he gets pulled into.
It is so long.
It is long.
It is so long.
It had like the three kind of distinct pieces to it, and I don't want to spoil anything, but it was, there were very distinct settings and scenes of like time that you.
There's nothing to spoil in this movie.
Yeah.
There's no, like, seriously, I can tell you everything that happened, and you'd still be left with as many fucking questions.
The camera zoomed out.
Nothing goddamn happens.
Well, look,
yes, it did.
Plenty. The story.
What they spent the first half of the movie doing? They just fucking drive back.
Don't spoil it.
Man. It's a podcast about
spoilers,
a movie.
Spoilers are fine. Spoilers here on out. It's fine. That's not.
If you don't. Yeah, if you haven't seen it yet.
If you haven't seen it, don't listen.
Skip ahead
first.
About 5 minutes.
We're all spoilers here, so it's not even. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So we're all spoilers, and this contains spoilers. It's literally like
they don't do anything.
They accomplish the goal that was started out at the beginning. They save they save the people from being this asshole's property. Like, that's his whole dictatorship. And it started off just saving these, like, few brides. They were his brides. Here's the plot of the movie, okay? Mad Max.
Do you got 6 seconds?
I know, it's not hard.
There's a semi truck and some ladies.
It's a Mad Max film! No plot is difficult in a Mad Max film. They're fighting over gasoline. There's a big dome people fight in. That's it! That's all these
Tina
movies
Turner.
Are.
Thunderdome is justice.
Yeah, it's justice.
Sometimes there's a dog.
So here's the deal. Basically, Mad Max gets captured by this crazy religion of car people, okay?
Dude, can you splice me into the Road Warrior poster for the podcast?
Oh, yeah. You kidding? I'll put the muzzle on, too.
Yeah.
I'll put the muzzle on, too, yes. Yeah. So he gets captured by this crazy religious, like, car religion people, right, that live in the Citadel. And it's all these albino children underneath this, like, really fat, like gobbledygook-looking freak bag, you know, who's, like, got a crazy skull mask and he breathes out of it. And, like, there's a breathing bag that goes up and down when he talks and stuff. He's wearing
all style, no substance, yes.
Darth Vader were created as a character from the Bayou.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. He's got, like, plastic skin that he like puts over top of him, and he's a real weirdo. So he's like the god figure of this whole society, and they basically are just like using Mad Max's like blood, like whatever, like farming him.
He's universal donor.
Yeah, like they tattoo him as universal donor. They name his blood type and all this stuff. So so yeah, that's basically what he's gonna be. So he's basically a blood bag. They call him a blood bag, typically the whole thing. So during this, completely inconsequential to Max, Charlize Theron's character decides she wants to break these wives out of this society. These breeder wives that this guy has. He's got a harem of, like, gorgeous women. And she wants to, like, save all of them.
Right? That redhead, I've never seen her before. She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. Yeah, they did. If they did anything right, it was they casted gorgeous women for these wives. That is for certain. That is for certain.
Here's the one thing I don't get, is that, like, right, in a society that's crumbling apart and there's almost no women left at all.
Right.
The only women left are fucking smoking hot. Well,
true, but he did, like, you know, like...
These were, like, his, like, prized... They were his possessions.
Yeah, they lived in, like...
Room. Yeah, he made them...
Yeah, they lived in, like, a... Kind of was implied that they were also sort of, some of them, maybe his daughters, too. That was weird.
That was a little creepy.
You know, which, of course, it's a crazy goofball society, post-apocalyptic madness, so, of course, it's probably insane.
Oh, is that why that one guy was like, there was no defects with this one either?
Yeah, exactly. That's why there was no defects with this one, which was the worst scene of the movie. I could have done without that scene entirely.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
I do not watch Game of Thrones.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
God, no. What?
Fuck! I need to tell somebody this, because that guy, right?
Oh, is he from...
He's in Game of Thrones, but in Game of Thrones, he's like the biggest pussy. He is the worst character, right? Actually, he's not... He's learning now.
He's like the
chubby guy that Jon Snow has to watch out for at the wall, right?
Okay.
And so. He's like, in this, is like something...
He's the baby examiner? Like,
yeah, the baby examiner.
Weird.
Yeah.
Ask me anything about Game of Thrones.
What do you know about Game of Thrones?
Hodor.
What do we say to the god of death? Not today! That's all I know.
Yeah.
I need to watch it.
I know it's about, snow's coming.
Yeah. Snow.
Winter.
Wiener. No, I'm sorry.
A lot of dicks in that.
Moving on. Moving back. So, basically, like, Charlize
Theron... That's what I don't get, is that people are always like, man, you'd love Game of Thrones. There's a lot of dicks in it. I'm like, wait, what?
You are a giant dick, so, you know, that's fair enough.
Like, my people.
So Charlize Theron decides she's going to sneak these wives out under the guise of, like, going on a road trip to get gasoline from Gastown. Because there's these three societies. There's the Citadel, Gastown, and... Bullet Farm, which, like, that's all the ammo, that's all the gas, and I guess the Citadel is where they breed people and, like, make armies, basically. So it's kind of like this little conglomerate of symbiotic, you know, crews or whatever. So she's going on this thing with, the top guys, they're going to get gas, but she's actually smuggled the brides inside the empty gas tank, and she's going to just veer off and say, fuck these guys, I'm saving these women. And they're going to go off to the green place, which is where she was born, apparently. So there's apparently some green pasture that they're going towards. Mad Max is pulled along by one of the guys chasing after them as his blood bag. And then Mad Max escapes, and then...
I still didn't get that part. I will say that. Like, how can you just, like, have somebody else's blood in your system and it, like, gives you power?
I don't know. Like, it's... Whatever.
I think the idea is that they're all so malnourished.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he had, like, tumors and stuff.
Okay.
He named his tumors, too.
Yeah.
The War Boy. It was
like, one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
I don't know why you hated this movie.
And what's
so
funny
weird.
Is that, like, I feel like almost everybody that knows me will go and watch that movie and say, like, perfect movie for Haas. You know why? Because nobody fucking understands me.
No one will ever understand
you. I understand you.
I
knew when it started you weren't going to like it.
Really? Is that?
I could tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, no, Haas isn't going to like this one.
I really wanted to.
I mean, you were really excited. When you sat down right when it got dark, you looked over at me and giggled. And you were like, and then it came on and you were like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, oh, Haas is hating it.
I just shook my head for half the movie. I was like, how... is this scene still happening?
The thing is, though, that it's not meant to be...
There's four scenes in the whole movie!
Yes, yeah. I will agree with you on one point. This could have been told in an hour and a half.
Not too bad,
it could be told in 15. 15 minutes.
However, in today's society, we have to have movies that are 2.5 hours long. It's just what it is
now. Is it the 1940s?
It's just what it is now.
Are we back to talkies?
If you're not an animated movie...
God, that movie felt so long.
If you're not an animated movie, you're 2 hours long. Period. You just don't do movies hour and a half anymore. You just don't. And that sucks. I think you can pull off movies in an hour and a half a lot better than you can to keep it going.
I cannot believe they didn't re-record any of Tom Hardy's delivery. I thought most of his... I understand the idea that, like, he just doesn't talk, so he's not very good at it.
Right.
But, like, 90% of his dialogue is almost inaudible, poorly delivered, badly received by the person he says it to.
I will say this. It had a lot of that, like, in defense of this point here. It had a lot of that random noise line where somebody would say something. Like, that would be it. Like, somebody would say something and then would never really answer, and it would just be, like, acknowledge.
It's like the frustrating parts of Lost where people only speak in ellipses.
Yeah.
That's, like, because how long did this happen on Lost when they were really trying to drag the smoke monster thing out? Where it was like, somebody would see something, they would go back to the group would ask what happened, and they would all just stare at each other. And it would go, poof, and that was the end of the episode. You fuckers.
Well, I mean, like, You turned to me when, like, the first scene was over, and you asked me what the movie was about. You specifically asked me, like, what is this movie about? And I was following the whole time. Like, I got it. Like, oh, she stole the brides. She wants to save them for some reason because she's Charlize Theron. And now, that said, I will say my critiques of the movie is it went on a bit too long, and Mad Max was a... an absolute guest star in the movie named after him. Yeah. Like, he just was not there. This whole movie could have just been the Charlize Theron movie, and, you know, here's the Furiosa movie.
Mad Maxine.
Yeah. So, you know, you have Furiosa and the Road of Fury.
Don't ever say that again.
Like,
Mad Maxine?
Mad Maxine.
Don't stop. Whatever you're doing, stop it.
That's Mad Maxine.
I hate it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was all about her. Like, everything that happened was about her.
Yeah.
Literally everything. Like, there was no actual... it was literally Mad Max being dragged along, like, by a chain into this movie. And that was it. That was a little bit annoying. I don't know. I just, like, especially since the only cool, awesome thing he did was off screen in the smoke.
What the hell?
Why the fuck didn't you show him killing all those guys and taking their guns? It's the only thing he did.
It's the only thing I wanted to see.
and then he didn't show it.
Just like this explosion in the background. Yeah. And you're like, oh, I guess it's over.
And then he walks back with all the guns, like, yep, did that. Like, come on.
I felt like the old broads that they run into later on were way more hardcore than he was.
Right? Exactly. I'm saying. It was just kind of like,
what happened, though? Hold on. What happened to the old lady in the truck at the end? Like,
she just died.
She just, like, got shocked?
No, she got, like, cut in across the throat.
Oh.
Yeah, she, like, went whack. And then she was like, ugh. And, she bled out.
See, I didn't see that part.
Okay, yeah.
So I just thought she got, like, shocked or something.
Right.
And she wanted to hold her bag of seeds. Right. And she's just, like, crapped. And then, like, suddenly is like, I can't go anymore. And dies.
Yeah.
Just... Oh, yeah. I'm ascending. See ya.
Right. Yeah. I was disappointed that Max didn't kill not Batista. The guy who was probably supposed to be Batista before he got, like, hired for Spectre. It's like Mad Max should have fought that guy, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's at least... Like, that's the Indiana Jones guy he's supposed to have a brawl with,
he
right?
He never brawled with anyone.
No. Like, at
he
no
would,
point.
Like, fight, but it would be, like, one punch, one kick,
right.
or one pull the trigger, and then, like, that was it.
Yeah.
He didn't fight with anybody.
And I'm all for, like, you know, strong female protagonists that don't fall into tropes or whatever. It's fine. But make a movie about them. Don't call it fucking Mad Max not have Mad Max in your movie.
Yeah. I was really confused with a lot of the branding leading up to this film because, like... The posters say Mad Max.
Yeah, right, yeah.
The ticket I purchased said Mad Max.
Right, yes.
I had been led to believe that Fury Road had been dropped off as a subtitle, and then it happened to be on the title card at the beginning of the film. Like, I just felt like they... It, much like the film itself, I feel like they had different aspirations than what actually happened.
Right.
I'm going to share all the positives that I take away from this, because it's not the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Okay.
But I love George Miller.
Yeah.
I love the fact that he's crazy and built a bunch of cars.
Right.
And has had them for like 12 years and was like, man, somebody gives me a check, man, let's fucking do this. And that's kind of the problem, is that I feel like he probably wrote like 30 Road Warrior movies.
Right, yeah.
And this is just like the current adaptation of that.
Right.
It felt like something that had been like written into oblivion.
Yeah.
Because everything,
it did feel a little bit like it had been over edited. Like bits had been torn out where you could see where they used to be, you know,
right,
where they should have been.
Well,
and like the scene, like something must have, I bet they shot whatever happened.
Right,
when Max
killed them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I bet they shot that and they cut it out for whatever reason and then they did that.
Yeah.
Well, and one of the things that, you know, like, I don't know how many, like, college English classes you guys had, but I got an English degree, and one of the things that you really work on when you're doing revisions of stories is show me, don't tell me.
Right, yeah.
And I feel like that entire film was show me.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like it had just been revised to death. I feel like he'd been sitting on that script for so long that it just gotten to this point where, like, well, everything's just gonna be fucking action. And, like, the problem with that film is that just it hits a fever pitch like 15 minutes in, and with the exception of like two or three lulls, they're kind of always in combat.
Yeah.
The entire time.
They were a lot in the older ones, too.
Yeah.
They were, but I'm talking about, like, as a modern film.
Right, right.
It's kind of like, you know, Vanishing Point, one of my favorite movies of all time. It's a car movie. He's driving the entire film, with the exception of, like, two scenes.
Right.
But I feel like if you were to make Vanishing Point today, if somebody said, we're remaking this film, you end up having to do what they did when they made a made-for-TV Vanishing Point, like, 15 years ago with Viggo Mortensen, of all people.
Right, yeah.
You just have to add more story into it. Like,
right, yeah.
So I can't just have a really expensive commercial.
Yeah. Right. So you're saying, like, they shouldn't have relied on conventions of old for a modern-day movie, is what you're saying. That's how I felt about Godzilla. That's how I felt about Godzilla.
Yeah.
Godzilla is in the movie Godzilla for 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Literally on screen for 8 minutes, including the parts where you can't see him underwater.
Wait, are we talking 99 or
no? We're talking about 2014. That goes.
I kind of liked that.
I liked it.
He's got a point.
But I think they relied on an old convention of don't show the monsters that much. No, we just saw Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
I want to see that fucking monster every other 5 minutes.
Exactly.
But sorry.
Well, and that's the thing I'll say is that, like, this should have been. This movie could take a lot of pointers.
Right.
From Pacific Rim, because Pacific Rim, it was on, and then it was off, and it was on, and then it was off.
Yeah, you're right. I think they probably could have used a few more lull. I thought they squeezed in enough lull points for me, personally.
I just didn't like any of them.
Right, yeah.
And almost none of them had any dialogue.
Yeah, yeah, it was
mostly. It's just like, here's red-haired lady staring at the guy with the silver mouth.
All right.
And the pathos between those characters made zero sense.
I just love the fact that you have this movie and the entire Mad Max series from the same brain that gave us Babe and Happy Feet 1 and 2.
Right, yeah.
Like, that just blows my mind. Like, the whole time, because I hate Happy Feet. I was forced to watch it.
No,
but Babe, I loved that
Babe's
movie
awesome.
When I was a kid. That's a great movie.
Babe's awesome.
And James Cromwell. And
yeah,
it's great.
Babe
great.
Holds
you
up.
Actually like it. It's really good.
Babe holds up today.
Yes.
I will say that.
Yeah.
Like, 100%.
It's a Babe good movie. Yeah.
I always wanted to watch Babe, Pig in the City because I just thought that was a great name.
Babe,
you know, Pig in the City. You can really win me over with a dumb fucking subtitle.
Apparently Fury Road was not.
Fury Road was not
not, not included in that conversation.
Not included there. It was funny watching. I didn't think it was funny. I felt bad for you actually as we were watching the movie because I could tell you were just like you just testing.
You would turn to us periodically with your hands up, like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Like 6 hours into that movie or whatever, I had run out of my $7 soda and was like, "I think I'm just gonna go."
I personally was just kind of. I've said my negatives. I was enraptured by the whole atmosphere of that dumb film.
Yeah.
It's dumb. I'm not saying this is a smart movie or intense. This is a dumb 80s throwback movie. It's exactly what it is. I wasn't really expecting much else. And I love the look of the different clans. I like the spiky guys. They had all the spikes all over their ATVs and motorcycles. I liked the dumb religion where they were like, I will meet you in Valhalla, and sprayed chrome on their mouth.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff was like, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Because they're all just fucking insane. Like, everybody's nuts in that movie. And yeah, there are no spoilers, because literally, like, everything happens that you expect to happen in this movie.
Yeah.
Except Mad Max doesn't do anything. That's the one thing you're not expecting.
Mad Max does nothing to make those things happen.
Exactly. Yeah, it's everybody around him.
He just
him.
Kind of reacts when things around him.
Yeah, like, he takes, like, a few good shots, and...
I believe this entire movie...
in front of him, he deals with it.
He deals with that.
This entire movie would have still happened without Tom Hardy.
Without Tom Hardy at all.
Exactly.
Like, the only thing he contributed was getting those guns from the
Mad Max,
and then having the plan to turn around and redo everything we just did. That's it. That's the only thing he contributes.
I did get a little bit like, the fuck?
It's like, well, go back. I'm like, well, alright.
Okay.
Whatever. Like, we could have just, like, had another reason to go back or something.
Yeah.
Like, to where they had to go back, but it was like, now our plan is to go back.
Yeah.
Like, really?
It had the whole, like, liberation feel, so
Like, they went back and liberated the place, or spoilers, obviously that's what happened.
Yeah.
When you know they're going back and they're saying, we're gonna liberate the whole place, you know they're gonna fucking liberate the whole place.
Yeah.
It's what happened in Thunderdome, it's what happened in, you know, it's like, it's what happens in these movies, you know? It's like, they get away with the gasoline, they defeat fucking Master Blaster and what's her face?
Tina Turner,
that's it. I couldn't remember her name to save my life.
That was a bad movie.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
But I didn't have expectations for it. It was just...
No,
I thought it was going to be good just because I dug the trailer a lot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it wasn't... Yeah. It wasn't incredibly pretentious or deep or anything. It was just a good, shitty action movie.
Yeah.
See, and this... I don't know what... changed in me, like, I can still have a reverence for a specific kind of action movie or a specific kind of comedy if I experienced it before a certain point.
Right.
Something happened. Like, I grew up.
I don't know why, like, that's...
Like, and this is completely... It's the only way I can explain it.
Right, right.
Is that I got to a point where I started asking for more.
Right, yeah.
Out of my entertainment.
So, but see, like, if Paul Verhoeven made a movie today, you wouldn't enjoy that? Like, you'd
I don't
ask
know.
For more?
Like,
yeah.
If... But look at this. Like, you know, I can watch the sequels to Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
Right. And they do nothing for
not bad.
The
second
fucking,
one is terrible.
They're all terrible.
They're really bad.
The first one's okay.
Yeah.
They're really bad.
I watched it. I didn't like it. That was just your typical, like, all right, so Fast and Furious got the whole gang back together, relaunched the series. Let's try that. So they just brought a bunch of people back. It's like,
what's Rico up to? Nothing.
Rico is up to nothing.
Rico is up to nothing.
Bring back Michael Ironside. Who cares if he died? Like, bring him back.
None of this matters.
None of this matters. Get Jake Busey in here.
But, yeah, like, you know, it's the thing that makes me really terrified about the impending Bad Boys 3 is that I think Bad Boys 2 is one of the best movies ever made. Ever.
I don't... See, that's weird to me.
It's a good action movie. But
that's what I'm saying.
It's incredible.
That's what I'm saying. It's like that you enjoy that movie, which you absolutely can, as a dog.
But I watched it before I hit that inflection point.
Yeah, that's weird to me. I just, like, I don't know. Maybe I just didn't, like... If I've accepted the tone of a movie, it really has to be, like, I have to accept this, like, what they're throwing at me.
I became an adult at some point.
I didn't. I will never
be
that.
You became an adult in Bad Boys 2, actually, during the shit got real. Just got real.
And
something snapped in his body.
That slow pan and the shooper, shooper, shooper.
What about... You watched Furious 7. You said that was great. Like, what? That wasn't grown up.
That was pure shit, but it was fun.
He flexed a cast off of it, which is fucking awesome. Don't get me wrong.
It's time for Daddy to go to work.
Daddy flexed a cast off of his dad, and now his arm isn't broken anymore. That's fucking fantastic. But
and then, like, he fired a minigun, and it's awesome.
Like, that's how is that?
I don't
incomparable
know.
To
but this. But you can actually tie this in the same way. Is like, I think that ties enough with my actual interests, which are automobiles.
True. Yes.
But it also has that through line of I've already been invested in these characters,
right?
To a certain degree, like
true. Yeah, there is a pathos to this. Yeah.
But
yeah,
like, you know, I'm really terrified about Bad Boys 3 because like Will Smith has turned into like a fucking Scientologist dirtbag.
He's a weirdo. Yeah. I wouldn't call him a dirtbag. He's a weirdo.
Really coming off like a dirtbag.
Is he gonna put his kid in this movie?
Probably.
I hope he dies. So is what I'm saying.
I would imagine that he puts his kid. Jesus Christ. Him or his kid?
Both? Can it be both?
Good God.
He's a fucked up kid, but he's like 15.
Yeah, I mean, come on. He can still correct himself.
His kid is exactly.
Did you watch that Karate Kid movie?
I feel so bad for like high school kids now. Is everything they do is like broadcast and recorded.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But Jaden Smith's Twitter. I mean,
dude, they're insane.
Yeah.
Him and his sister. Like they've been taught like the most weird spatial hippie dippy bullshit. Lord Xenu bullshit I've ever seen in my life. It's
I haven't watched Going Clear. Is that what it's called? Going Clear?
Going Clear. Pretty good, yeah.
What is Going Clear?
HBO Scientology thing.
That's right, yeah.
I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched that either. Yeah.
Like, it's on my Duver.
Yeah. That's DVR for those who don't speak Hoss.
I think at this point most people probably speak Hoss. I feel like I'm affluent enough.
Right. But, you know, that's kind of our thoughts on the film, I think.
Don't even bother.
Go see it. I recommend this movie for anybody, not for your kids. There's one disturbing scene in it that I didn't like at all.
Oh, God, that was awful.
You didn't need that. She got run over. We can just leave that.
Yeah,
she's dead.
Let's just leave it.
Just make him angry there. We don't need this disgusting scene.
That was brutal.
I didn't like that scene at all.
I guess they did need a scene for the guy from Game of Thrones, but
I guess. Yeah. But I mean, like they could have just like had it like, oh, yep, she's dead, baby's dead. Now moving on.
What was the movie that was a lot like Mad Max that had a female lead from probably about 10 years ago? It was like Apocalypse or something.
You talking about Resident Evil Apocalypse?
No, no.
God, what a shit movie that was.
That's the most garbage piece of garbage.
No, I watched that whole thing.
I'm sorry.
Hoping it would get better.
It doesn't.
God damn.
That movie was like super weird.
Yeah.
But it was basically her going into a culture like that.
Right.
And it's like, got this weird like sequence in the middle of it.
Who was the star of that?
Yeah, who's
some lady.
Some lady.
Some
lady. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
She's really pretty.
One.
I don't know.
Some lady.
Google pretty lady.
I'm Googling it right.
Hey, I'm going to type in just.
Oh, pretty lady.
Just see how this goes.
Are we just going to Google for like the next 10 minutes here on the podcast?
Actress.
Like Mad Max.
Apocalypse.
Female. Smartphones are the death of this fucking podcast. Jesus Christ.
Apocalypse. See, all I'm getting is Resident Evil.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of is like Resident Evil Apocalypse. That's the only thing I'm.
That's a really funny article. Why you should not go see Mad Max Feminist Road.
Well, here's the funny thing.
Feminist Road?
No, here's the funny thing. This is funny. And I went in here, I went into this movie with an open mind. But they did actually get the writer of the vagina monologue to consult on that movie.
Okay.
That is what they did. And that's clearly where all the Charlize Theron, like, and the, you know, like the strong, like the fact that they didn't write, you know, dumb tropes or like they had strong female leads. That's clear where that comes from. I think they went a little overboard and they wrote Max out of the movie. Like, that's like, you could have used, like, just have Max save him once. Like, he didn't do anything to save them, you know?
Yeah.
Like why is he here? Like, the war boy who turns on him, like, he does, like,
yeah,
more.
He does stuff, yeah.
He does more than Max
does. I think it's, like, toward the end when they find the other, like, the mothers or whoever they call them.
Yeah.
And,
Doomsday!
Doomsday.
I don't remember that.
But they say, who are the men?
Yeah.
And she's like, they're useful.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah,
right? It's like, okay, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Like, all
right. Just drove you halfway across the desert.
Whatever,
yeah.
Useful. All right,
cool.
Thanks.
Risk my own life to save you and these four people you got with you, but
whatever.
I'm useful.
You know what's better than Mad Max Fury Road?
Doomsday. What the fuck is that
Doomsday.
Movie about?
I've seen the cover for this.
I do not remember this at all.
It was like a 2008 movie, female lead.
No.
Rhonda Mitra.
do not know this movie at all.
A futuristic action thriller, lethal virus spread throughout Scotland, infecting millions and killing hundreds of thousands.
Oh, is this like a smaller European type movie? Is that what this is?
It had a decent budget to it.
Well, yeah, yeah, but was it like more like European or
yeah.
International?
Is it on Netflix?
I'm definitely going to watch this. You know who
it's
got?
I'll give it a shot.
It's got Alexander Siddig.
Who is...
Dr. Julian Bashir.
Dr. Julian Bashir, yeah.
Deep Space Nine.
Right.
It also has Bob Hoskins.
Oh, it's got Bob Hoskins? I'll watch that movie. I'll watch that movie tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bob Hoskins, I'll watch him in anything. I've seen that dumb Mario Brothers movie, because it's got Bob Hoskins in it.
Exactly.
I'm down
with it. You watch that for other reasons.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Like you're what? Like, Mario, Mario, Luigi, Mario, let's do this.
Yeah, it was the best, let me tell you.
But yeah, like, you know what? For the next week's podcast, watch Doomsday. We'll devote a ton of time to it, but I'd be curious what you thought.
I just wasn't expecting a whole bunch from this movie, and I got a lot more out of it than I assumed would be there.
One of the reasons that I'm disappointed in films,
right,
is because I'm still a kid at heart.
Yeah.
Like, there is a lot of me that gets very excited for things.
Yeah.
And I definitely think there is a veneer of this film that shows very well in trailers. This is the best example of a trailer movie.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But there's just no grip to it. There's nothing to keep the adult me interested outside of
I feel like if it would have been a little bit shorter, if they had sped up certain parts, you would have stayed more interested. Even if you didn't enjoy it as much.
Yeah.
I feel like you would have been, or if you didn't, it probably wouldn't have changed your opinion.
There's an 85-minute movie in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Agreed. I think it could have been shorter. That they could have cut this by 30 minutes easy. Of action and, like, the talkie bits or whatever, what little there were.
I'm just surprised with how much money went into this film. How much budget was poured into this film for all these practical effects, all these cars. Amazing look to this film.
Very cool look.
That nobody who financed this sat down and said, this is too fucking long.
Because, as I said,
could I read the script?
As I said, like, it's just, we're in an era now where movies just aren't that length unless it's animated. It's expensive to make a 2-hour animated film.
Did you see Kurt Russell's Soldier?
No.
Yes.
Where he has, like...
I enjoyed that movie.
That movie's great. He has, like, 80 lines of dialogue in the whole movie, but you know what makes that movie fucking run? Mm. Is the fact that everybody else has the ability to fucking talk.
I do like Kurt Russell a lot. So.
You know what? Yeah. Kurt Russell, best part of Furious 7.
Yes, he was.
Fucking best part.
Fucking nowhere, too.
I would wear a shirt that says suddenly Kurt Russell.
Suddenly Kurt Russell.
It's like Suddenly Susan, but way better.
I have heard that
that's a 90s sitcom reference.
We should make sure. I'll have one that says Suddenly Matt Damon. We can have Suddenly Kurt Russell.
Suddenly Kurt Russell.
Which one would you like, Brandon?
I'll do Suddenly Bill Murray.
Suddenly Bill Murray. Nice.
Because that can happen on the streets.
That was the only good part about Zombieland was when Suddenly Bill Murray.
Oh, it's great.
The rest of that movie's terrible.
I like that movie, too.
That's what I was thinking of. He's coming up in Hateful Eight.
Hateful Eight.
Yeah, Kurt Russell.
Hateful Eight. That sounds kind of awesome.
The new Tarantino.
Oh, the new Tarantino. Oh, yeah. Oh, down with that. Gonna go see that. That's gonna be
Tarantino awesome. Made a good movie once. Remember when that happened?
He's made several. And a few bad ones.
Like, half of Jackie Brown's okay?
I don't really care for Jackie Brown that much.
I like Django.
Django was fun.
I refuse to watch Django.
Dude, you'd like it. That's the thing.
He would like that one.
Django's pretty good. Django's pretty rad.
You would. You would like it. I'm telling you, you'd like that movie.
I don't think so.
Inglourious Basterds is a bad movie, but I like it too.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about a bunch of white people just saying the N-word a lot.
No, they don't. Yeah. They don't.
Yeah. I thought Leonardo DiCaprio said it like 100 times in that movie.
Does he?
He says quite a bit. But it's like, he does a whole scene with a cut on his hand. It's for fucking real, by the way. It's fantastic. It's a blooper. Yes. I didn't know it was a blooper.
Yeah.
But because at no point do they address the fact that he cuts his hand. It's just at one part he's like bandaging it up.
Yeah.
But he's supposed to like stand up and slam his hand down on the table. And he just, boom, goes right into a glass, and he's still screaming at him and doing the whole scene while it's just bleeding all over him. It's fantastic. Like, you go, Leo.
Yeah.
It's so good.
He didn't end the scene.
He just kept the scene. Just kept it going. And Tarantino's like, oh, like, just like rubbing his hands together in delight, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I picture Tarantino's like a chronic masturbator.
Probably is. That would
It's like all the time.
He has huge hands, so I don't know how that
dwarfs his penis.
His huge hands. I don't know how it translates.
How do we get to these points?
I don't know.
Conversation.
It just happened.
Haas is yelling mongoloid.
It's like you're getting jacked up by Mickey Mouse.
I know, right? Oh, jeez.
Filthy.
Big Mickey Mouse mitten.
So, at the end of this movie episode that we've done, we're almost at an hour peak here, I think.
Pass.
What? Pass. Yeah, you say pass. Me and Nate say go see it.
Yep.
Don't bring your kids. And don't go if you don't like action films. Like,
yes.
Don't go for something deep here.
Don't take your girlfriend. Don't take your wife.
Yeah, don't take a girlfriend.
Go with your buddies. Do not take your girlfriend in this movie.
Although I would encourage if you were a pack of girls or women,
right?
Go see it.
Yeah,
this is actually like it has great characters. It does. I did like that aspect of it.
I
love strong female leads in films, and I think Charlize Theron does all the heavy lifting in this.
Yes,
but. Heavy lifting compared to what everybody else brings to the table is still not fucking much.
To me, what people bring was kind of inconsequential to the setting that they had.
Yeah.
Like, I just thought that everything looked so... They had a dude with a flame-throwing guitar on the front of a semi.
And he was just chained there. So it didn't matter what happened around him, he would just swing out and jam another riff, man.
Just meedling in that whole movie. It's so awesome.
Truck chains.
And then that is incorporated in an action sequence, which is the only fucking thing Mad Max gets to do, is hit dudes with that flaming guitar.
Exactly. So. I knew, though. And I did get kind of excited when I first saw it, because I knew it would have a weapon at some point.
Right,
I'm like, oh, that flaming guitar is going to fuck somebody up here soon.
Yeah.
That movie's really dumb.
10-1, or what are the odds that was a member of Slipknot?
I'm going to Google this while you're fairly certain transitioning.
There's going to be a video game of that, isn't there? Has that been announced?
It's a Mad Max game.
Okay,
it's not a Mad Max Fury Road game.
Gotcha.
It's been in development for a couple of years. It's being made by the folks at Avalanche, the fine people who bring you such hot bangers as Just Cause and Just Cause 2.
It's true.
Or as I like to call them, two of the best games ever made.
It's true. They are good. I've never played them, but I hear they're good.
They released an 8-minute gameplay trailer for the Mad Max game recently. It looks astonishingly well.
Yeah.
Like the he's got the jacket.
Mm-hmm.
No word on if you get a dog.
Yeah, you should get a dog. That jacket with the weird shoulder pad on one side, which is odd, but oh well. It's post-apocalyptic. You can do that kind of thing. It's all good.
That movie is fucking stupid.
I like that movie.
The more I reflect on it, I'm like, I just...
You were miserable in that theater as me and Nate were just like, they're doing more things.
But they haven't done anything.
They did all sorts of things. They had the guys on the poles that would run down and like grab
those
people.
Were cool.
Those were awesome.
Yeah, those
like,
were awesome.
Those acrobatic little pulley things and the flamethrower guys. I liked the different settings of different people, the canyon people that had dirt bikes and the spiky looking dudes with all the spikes all over their stuff. The bullet farm guys that were just draped in bullets everywhere. And I forget that actor's name who played the main guy that got blinded and then did a whole... I am the Lord of Death! That was fabulous.
Yes. It's not Slipknot.
No. It's not Slipknot.
No,
anymore.
It's an Australian musician named Iota.
Oh, Iota. Okay. Don't know him.
Well, I don't give one Iota.
I was going to say I don't know him one Iota. Oh, well. Anyway, you beat me to it by 1 second.
Boom.
I think this is a revival, easily. I think that this movie is doing well, as far as I've heard. This is going to be a revival of the series, I think.
I don't ever want to see another one of these.
I'll go see another one of these movies, easily. I don't think the next one's going to be as good, But whatever, I'll go see it. Yeah.
That GIF is all you
need. Yep, well,
what GIF do you have?
There's a GIF on here on the page on the Yahoo Movies site that has just the guitar guy.
Oh, fabulous, yeah.
Yeah, it's perfect.
That's what you need.
That's really all you need.
I'll link that to the page.
Yeah, I'll text it over to you.
I'll link that to the page, easy. So, yeah. But yeah, I mean,
I'll never watch another one of these.
I'll definitely go see another one of these.
Oh, I will, definitely.
Yeah. Nate, how about you and me? Hit that up. We'll leave Hoss at home. It's fine.
Exactly, man.
It's become like some kind of like weird meme or something that like I hate stuff.
There are some things you like. Nightcrawler, you watched that last night.
Yeah, you know what? Nightcrawler.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's a good movie.
I see that too. Yeah. So you don't hate everything, but you do hate a lot of stuff.
I just hate bad things that think I'm stupid. Like as soon as I feel somebody like fucking walking around and acting like I'm some kind of fucking moron.
At what point did this movie do that to you?
It is like, you know, you want like 90-minute car chases.
Well, they had a whole like goofy religion and chrome spray painted on people's lips and Valhalla and like there was there was a lot of substance in this movie.
How does like the Nordic heaven come to like post-apocalyptic Australia?
They read it in a book somewhere. Right. That's as far as I can tell.
I don't really pick these people as big readers.
Yeah, yeah. I was kind of sucked in by the whole like the dumb lore that these poor bastards are fed. You know, they're all like, I'm gonna die and be brought to Valhalla on Fury Road. Like, that's pretty awesome. Like, this is how he brainwashes these children into being his followers, and then they break him free of that, and it's all happy good times, and then Max walks away for some reason. I'd fucking stay there.
Yeah.
He's got clean water and hot chicks everywhere. I'd fucking stay.
Exactly. Plus, you're like a god.
Yeah, right? Seriously.
Hang out, Max.
Yeah. Where are you going, man? Like, your car is destroyed. Just stay here. You don't got a dog to go to. Just stay in that place and drink clean water. And
he's like, nah, it's cool. I'm going to go drink my own piss out in the desert.
Right?
He goes full Bear Grylls, and he's just like, gone.
It's like, what are you doing, Tom Hardy?
It's getting dark outside. I'm drink my own piss.
Another movie where Tom Hardy wears a weird mask over his face for a lot of it. So
yeah,
he likes wearing those. I don't know what it is. I think it's like Mel Gibson, actually. Oh, my nipples, they hurt.
It's charging my nipples.
From the gun thing with the nipple chains.
Right, yeah, the nipple chains.
He just kept rubbing them.
Yeah, it's terrible.
You know, like, I keep hearing people say, like, oh, yeah, Tom Hardy's such a great actor. I've never seen him be good in anything ever.
I think he's okay. I don't think he's, like, fantastic.
I like Tom Hardy.
I liked him in Inception.
His Sean Connery was pretty good in Batman. I like that.
Yeah, he did pretty good. I liked him in Batman. I liked him in...
Shut your filthy hole, Batman.
Let us not stand on pleasantries.
Have you seen Peaky Blinders?
I've not seen that.
No, really
good.
What
the fuck is that?
It's a Netflix original series, and it's got Cillian Murphy.
Cillian Murphy in it? Oh, yeah. Sweet. I need to watch it.
So Tom Hardy plays...
And Tom
not
Hardy!
Not really a bad guy, but he's not a good person. Like, the psychopathic, like... Jewish baker that runs this huge black market out of his factory, out of his like bread making factory.
Okay.
And why's it gotta be a black market?
Moving on. Not touching that one.
Alright.
But he plays this this guy, Abraham, and it's probably like the favorite thing I've ever seen him in. It's a favorite role I've seen him in. The other good one was Bronson.
Yeah.
Very good in that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a Tom Hardy fan, so.
Tom Hardy. I like Tom Hardy, okay. I think he's... I don't think he's like
him and his brother
actor, but
need to go solve mysteries.
I liked him. I get it. The Hardy Boys.
That's fucking Hardy Boys.
Raging Claw.
Raging Claw. Raging Claw.
Can't go through
South Park jokes.
I know. Can't go through this without a South Park reference. She quaffed my face.
Why did she quaff in my face?
But that's gonna do it for this episode, I think.
Yeah, don't watch that movie. It's a piece of shit.
Go watch that movie.
Pretty good.
Go watch that movie. It's awesome.
Also,
Star Wars.
Barely a film.
It is.
Speaking of barely a film, Star Wars.
Oh, you shut your filthy whore mouth!
All right, we're closing this off.
We're done.
We've
got to go tie Hoss up and beat on for a while.
That's my finish.
We did just watch Mad Max.